This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Maintaining a healthy and happy relationship is challenging for any couple, perhaps even more so when one or both partners suffers from ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. ADHD is an increasingly common diagnosis among school-age children and can be tricky to identify in previously undiagnosed adults. Symptoms are often similar to those of depression and anxiety or even bipolar disorder. Relationship expert Melissa Orloff faced her own challenges with ADHD, not because she has it, but because her husband does. After 5 years of study, she chronicled the strains and strategies of couples dealing with the disorder in a book called The ADHD Effect on Marriage. We spoke to Melissa Orloff when the book was released, and she gave us what remains the most current definition of the disorder.
Well, it used to be called ADD and ADHD, but the medical community has collapsed that, so now it's ADHD. And there are three subtypes, one where distraction is the main symptom, one where hyperactivity is the main symptom, and then one that combines both. So the chronic symptoms remain the same, chronic distraction, difficulty with organization, impulsivity, you know, restlessness, things like that.
You're quite frank, Melissa, about your own reasons for becoming an expert on this topic. Your husband has ADHD, and at one point you were near divorce. What brought you to the brink?
Well, we had a what I would call a sadly typical experience, actually, with ADHD, though we didn't really know it at the time. But we had gotten to a point where we were completely dysfunctional, and we started in the typical pattern that the hyper-focused courtship and a lot of dissatisfaction and disorganization, and he didn't pay very much attention to me. And after a while, it just became sort of overwhelming and unbearable. But we kept thinking, gee, we ought to be able to do better than this. So it didn't really make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you identify several of the common challenges that face the partner that is non-ADHD. Tell us about some of those.
Well, so one of the primary ways that you can start thinking about it is if you feel really lonely or unloved. So when this hyper-focused courtship phase, you're sort of the stars, the moon, the sun. You're the center of the universe, essentially, because of the chemical issues that are going on in the brain during infatuation. And then that goes away very abruptly, and suddenly you're sort of left alone, and the ADD partner is not really paying much attention. So you end up feeling lonely. That makes you angry. It's very exhausting because you're taking on a lot more responsibilities than you expected. And so all of those become, you know, ends up in a lot of frustration and anger and sort of hopelessness, actually.
Well, how about the spouse who is diagnosed with ADHD? What are his or her challenges in the relationship?
So typically, actually, many adults with ADHD are not yet diagnosed. So there's a sort of a generational gap. We're catching kids now, but we didn't really catch a lot of the adults. So, and when it's undiagnosed is when it's the most damaging because you actually don't understand what's going on. So your partner is distracted, and then you're saying to yourself, well, why isn't he paying attention to me? Maybe that means he doesn't love me anymore. And that's not at all the case. He loves you a lot. He's just distracted. So there's the ADHD partner has the experience of seeing the responses to the symptoms but not really understanding why he's getting that. So he's feeling different. He's feeling kind of overwhelmed. The partner is nagging him and trying to get him to do things, and he starts to get angry, or she, because it could be a woman who has the ADHD. And there might be some feelings of shame associated with what usually is a pretty long history of being told you can do things better. Mm. People with ADHD that's undiagnosed are often told, you're just underperforming, why can't you do better? I know you can do better, just try harder.
You know, we heard a little bit about this anecdotally from one of our colleagues who was diagnosed with ADHD 2 years ago, and she described her experience with initially taking medication as, you know, suddenly clearing all this static in her brain, and then says she was sent into a sort of hyper-focused mode for several months. Now, I'm wondering if a newly treated spouse's sudden ability to focus might bring on new sets of problems.
You expect it to be able, since you can suddenly focus, to go faster than it ends up going when you're trying to change things. So typically at a diagnosis, an adult will feel a combination of sort of relief, both spouses actually, relief that, hey, I finally know what's going on, I can put a name to this, and some grief that, wow, if I had known 15 years ago, think of all the things I could have done. You get quite excited for a while, but then the hard work sort of sets in. You have to get rid of a lot of very ineffective and sometimes quite negative coping strategies like removing yourself from difficult situations and things that don't help your marriage particularly, and replace them with new ones. And that's where the hard work comes in. And so that's sort of a disappointment. You expect the medication to be a magic bullet, and it's not. It's just one part of starting treatment.
We're talking with Melissa Orlov. She's author of a new book called The ADHD Effect on Marriage. It's a way of looking at the common factors in marriages where one or both partners has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Well, one of the problems that you write about in the book is the chore war. What is this, and how does it play out, especially in an ADHD-affected marriage?
So typically, a person who has ADHD, again, who has not managed it yet, does not manage to follow through very well on chores. And in fact, workload becomes very unbalanced in these relationships, extremely unbalanced. And it sounds silly to say, well, we could get divorced over the chores, but it's a bigger issue than that. It's very symbolic for the non-ADD partner. She's hearing, you don't care about me enough to do this stuff. You don't care about us. You don't care about our house or our family. When in fact, it's an issue of this person is too distracted. So, and there's also a physical issue. One partner can't really do it all, particularly after kids are introduced into the equation, and so she genuinely needs help. So it sets off a lot of anger. It sets off parent and child dynamics where the one spouse becomes the always responsible parent figure and the other spouse becomes the always irresponsible child figure. That's very unromantic. It really damages your relationship. So the chore wars sort of trigger all of this, and it becomes a real problem.
Well, of course, the thing that keeps coming up here is the undiagnosed person. How do you tell if your spouse may have the symptoms or may have ADHD, and what do you suggest for approaching that in a conversation?
Well, people who are reading my book are saying, gee, that looks just like our life. So if that happens, then that's a good indicator that you should get an evaluation. If somebody is chronically distracted or not doing things and it doesn't make sense to you that they're not doing it, that's a good way to figure out. So the person may well say, oh, I don't have that. I'm fine. I do fine at work. Well, work is a different kind of place. So you would go to a doctor or to a psychiatrist and get a full evaluation and answer the question. They either have ADD or they don't, and if they do have ADD, it's great to find out because then you get the option of understanding and learning much more about yourself and how to manage it.
What are some of the good things about being married to a person with ADHD? Any upsides?
There are lots of upsides, actually. The problems come when the ADHD is unmanaged, but when it is, when they're in their zone, my husband is full of energy. He's got a completely different way of thinking from me, which is always very interesting. He's fun to be around. He's easygoing most of the time. Sometimes he's very intense, which is also terrific as well. He's just really an interesting person, and that's what attracts people in the first place, and then the symptoms get in the way. And I help couples try to refine that.
We have just a half a minute left. Melissa, what do we know about the rates of success or failures in ADHD marriages?
The current numbers are that these marriages are often dysfunctional, and many people with ADHD get divorced, about double the rate of people without ADHD. However, we haven't been looking very closely at how to help these marriages, so I think some of that is related to people not knowing that ADHD is, that you can treat it in a way that helps the marriage and helps it survive.
Melissa Orlov is a writer and marriage consultant and author of The ADHD Effect on Marriage. For a link to more on the book and on adult ADHD, visit wordofmouthradio.org. And we invite you to share your experience. Are you in a marriage where ADHD is a factor? How has it affected the dynamics of that relationship? You can join our discussion taking place right now on Facebook or send us a tweet at Word of Mouth. Coming up, a documentary follows four young professionals in today's Pakistan and captures a side of the country we don't normally see. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.